to be honored and be called by you is this body. I'm actually going to go from my house to get my skin going on the things that you do to give me the God. Not just to give the things my life, it's good to see you. To give me the love for righteousness and the all conditions regardless of cost. Put your words in my mouth. Remember the words of David, they sang Psalm 23, verse 2, where he said, "The Spirit of the Lord spit on me, and the word was in my hand." Put your word to God, and talk to me. And bless my brothers and sisters, that they might understand the simple message I pray. In Jesus' name, we want you to say, "Amen." Amen. 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 Well, before we go off the Bible, let's go to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians 1. Who wrote Galatians? Paul, yes. Paul was a big man. There were Paul before he met absolute murder. They must have been very evil, but he was responsible for arresting them, put them in prison, but then arranging for them to be killed. So, in God's eyes, he was just guilty. God was seeing this person. You don't have to do it personally, you can do it in God's eyes. But when they Christ, it's on Jesus. And from terrible people to being killed by Paul and Christ. Matthew, the first gospel, Matthew was a funny man, a pastor, and a really was a priest. The pastor looked at the creed and the Jews were snake at him. When he got Christ, he got into his three ways and he wrote the first gospel of the university. Thomas was a priest, wrote the 19. When he got Christ, he gave back to people what he had stolen from them. But he only Christ is the king's unbelievable gifts. And he was a lost man. But now, can you see this? Let's look at Galatians 1 to 3, verse 4. Speaking of Christ, it says, "Who gave himself life for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world." So the Bible says, Christ gave himself for our sins. This is going to just talk through the New Testament teaching. We're in Galatians, now we're going to Pontus. And who are Pontus? And we're going to go to Pontus. It's something to do with the Apostle Paul, that's a young man called Pontus. Now, Pontus is the two, reading verse 14. The verse is in Galatians 1 4, when the Apostle Paul said that he knew. But I said, "Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from what? All iniquity." Let's go to Hebrews 9, reading verse 22. Hebrews 9, verse 22. What is sin? What is this thing called sin? He says that is the reason why the world is in so much turmoil. What is sin? Peace is in Galatians 9, verse 23. Just the truth, right? And I'm saying, Hebrews 9, so you can just do stuff like that. Well, that's it. Hebrews 9, verse 22. But the outstanding of God is this. Glory to the end of the verse. But all the four things are by far the more good. The God, and the outstanding of God is your religion. Religion means religious removal. So the Bible says the God is absolutely required for the forgiveness of sins. And so the Lord says, the Lord says, Christ gave himself for our sins. We have evil spirits, bad things, no, but plenty of bread is more religion. Galatians 2:14, he gave himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity. What are Romans 5? Romans 5, we read 6, 9, and 8 of Romans 5. Are we Romans? All of us. What's that for? Matthew doesn't know that. Romans 5, verse 6, read it away this time. For when we were yet without strength in you, Christ said to them, "Yes, I said to them, that you have said, look at this gift of Romans 5. But God commanded his love to us, which while we were yet sinning, Christ died." So we have this time, we have sinned. We have this time, we have sinned. Go to Matthew 1. Matthew chapter 1, moving to a second one. I'll send you what it says in Zechariah 7:3. Matthew 1, moving to a second one. Matthew 1, I'm not going to do this one. You go to a second one.
Is it possible to have a meeting? We will meet. I am going to
because they have suffered after the loss of their life. So that's the situation of this command of his and how much of a curse is the ground for us. Good question for you. Why was the earth cursed? Because Adam, what word have I asked you to teach? A man, God has cursed. Why is the earth cursed? Because Adam has taken God's command. What was the command? Sometimes, a man, a Muslim, anything for sanctuary. That is what Adam is saying. This people has spoken what? After the voice of my wife's song. What is God with God here? Because you listen to your wife and not me. Now, who is the wife? In other words, you know how many people will not say God because of family? They will not say God because family is coming back to you. Now, that is the story of the decision to serve as a family. It makes logic to the enemy because of the thing we are once and we. The entire world is traced to the most precise of the human soul. The world is not necessary because I will put you in the world. The most precisely, people of family and of God from day to day. Because I have not become the best of my life, and it is my family. We hear all kinds of words from God, what is it God words? People are committed to church as well as truth. So I'm talking to myself. Restlessly, I'm committed to the church, not the truth. Because we can't get the truth, but we won't be that church. And I see, thank you for my job. I pray God that happens. That's the wrong man. That's the wrong man. I'm not even okay with this. Because I'm stuck on the front of my life, you put swap in me. I'm crushing you. And so, if you come to the Lord, the rest of this is just a different microcosm. What's the next part? Against his leader. How is God was treated as only men can be? We don't read the Bible too often. I do, this is easy. What does it mean? What is it? And if I could tell you some things that was mean, the Lord had commanded the man saying, that's the picture of the garden that he is in me. What is that going to be? And what else is going to be? What is wrong with this? From this to the cross, of the system, or the church. God is not wanting to do this. Now, we may go to verses, and the Lord God is the light of the night, saying, but the great way of the garden, that was saved by the truth of the knowledge of being able, that stuff not needed. But the day that is the Lord, that is actually why. God gave knowledge. And God gave him the consequences for God having the rules, and God gave him choice and then lost it. Now, by giving Adam right, they did not pay what? The righteousness and the righteousness. He did not say it and did not. Why did he give us a good one? What can I say? You remember? Don't tell me that you think you got don't tell me that you think you got a man. Don't tell me that you think you got a man. Don't tell me that you think you got a man. Don't tell me that you think you got a man. Don't tell me that you think you got a man. Don't tell me that you think you got a man. Don't tell me that you think you got a man. Don't tell me that you think you got a man. Don't tell me that you and the world don't call that from the same day. Where am I back? And he said, well, I heard that question about me. I was afraid because I was neutral, but probably gave my sense promises that that was wrong about him saying, I, the purpose was there again, I gave my son. I know that we have to blame other people for making the sin. I'm the sinner because my father loved me. I'm the sinner because my mother tried to sense me. I'm the sinner because I gave my son. I don't care if I gave my son. Who told you that I was here? Please don't share the review. And he said, who told you that I was here? Peter and I asked God, well, I commanded you that you did not do it. What did God say you do? But I told you, well, you know, we have to do what to do. Sin is doing what God tells us not to do. That's not the sin. This is a degree of which I'm told you are coming to you. Don't do it. How many times have you told that not to do it? Did I tell you that? Not to go find that very well. Didn't I tell you about that? Didn't I tell you? I am certain God doing, didn't I tell you, how God the Father didn't receive me?
That's what the Word said is here. I'm talking to you, I was talking about the sea. And I'm glad he said, we live in Christ because of our suffering and the voice of the Lamb. And the stigma between of which I command you say, that you shall not be a place in the ground for the stage one. What have we learned so far about sin? Sin is the lethal violation of the revealed way of God. What is that? Sin is the violation of the revealed by the known will of God. Because it is known that the violation is revealed. We have to see in God's eyes. We must acknowledge. For a little. That's how much the Lord is. We have to ask for this. What about this? You said this thing is even your sin.
Yeah.
Does that hold the guilty of your sin? No. Let me say, Lord, how long is this here? No. This is a merciful God. What's the difference between the Lord and John 15? I'll say this one sin. What is wrong with this man? It's not a merciful God. God is so merciful. I don't think I want to insert him on every side. You know, before the devil destroyed, he was in place for Jesus Christ as a good person. God was always like, he was better. The time of the message, no, are you with me? No, baby. Even though he confessed the story, the time to confess that is now. That's why God specializes in sending ignorance. Because even when you don't know all this guilty to ignorant sins, there is no value in a sin that is ignorant over sin. All sin is useless, all sin is harmful. Whether or not ignorant sin is sin. But God does all this responsible when we do not know every sin. And ignorant sin is still a sin. But God, in other words, does not hold us responsible when we do not know. And so Jesus said, if I have not come
spoken to them about providence that belongs to you, they should not have sin. In terms of this, the vow that God looks at the beginning of the story, where verse 24, if I had not been among them, the ones who have not come to me, they have not been seen. The presence is only because they heard what I said, and they follow me, they have no choice. These things of this earth will remove excuses from you. Not remove excuses. Look at John 9. John 9, we read from verse 39. What is sin? John chapter 9, read from verse 39. Ask the what is sin? And he comes upon the earth and he comes to the heaven. We live here, and Jesus said, for judgment and not in this world, that there is sin of my sin, and there is sin of my enemy. But, verse 4, vividly, and some of the Pharisees, who were with him, and heard it, said, look, I will do after also, listen to Jesus, verse 41. Jesus said to them, if you were blind, tell, you have a sin. What did he do? Do you know if you don't know? Jesus says, do you know what God is? You have no knowledge. You have no sin. Think of us. But now you say, we see, therefore, God causes us to sin when we know and don't do it. If you come to this life while you are listening to us, you know there's something you have to do that God wants you to do. You're in this condition. God says to you, if you don't do that, if you haven't sinned with some of God's sinners, if you haven't sinned with early church martyrs, where you have a lot of in the world, if you haven't sinned with people who burn the skin, God does not take sin to be. If you haven't sinned with peace and the throne, you have sinned the burn of Sodom and the mark and the mark and the mark and the mark. This would even look like because of sin, I want to say, the liberal by lesson of the redeemed will of God. This means you ask you and myself, what can you do? Is this something you know that the soul is to do when it is to be a moment? That is sin. That's necessarily because you fit in the last world. And you have okay, what you say. Or you look at people that you have stood in the toilet some months ago. And this day you get a good day. Some of them come back, some of them say, what's wrong? I'm going to leave this to say this. I think I'll come back. I'm going to watch this. He said, I can't sit down like this. I'm not going to sit down. So I'm not coming back. And this is only about my business. I cannot sit in the back. Not make you sick and not to hear. You know how many people die after that? This evil is wicked, as I said. The good here amongst the monsters is something evil. Can you hear this? Because I saw this morning, I was first made, but only here, that's somebody else. It's the local violation of the redeeming of the law. The Bible says, he said, therefore, Matthew 1:21, thou shalt call his name Jesus. Think of this, that he shall save his people from their sins. There's something called sin of conscience, and there's something called the peace of peace. Let's go to Romans 8. Romans 8, we read verses 7 and 8, our subject, what is sin? Romans 8,
The carnal mind is sitting with the anxious small stuff. What is the carnal mind? What do you understand? And what is from here? This is related to the reward. What do you have to do to get something before we can do the carnal mind? Who can do this in one of Jesus Christ? Let's go. Just in one, you need those services. And this is 1:26, 38 years ago. The devil's most powerful agents are churches. It wasn't the Roman Bible that made Jesus and the first man do it, but who told him to do it? The church. And the things that we do, we listen to the Bible, the common mind is in the actions of God. Now, why does the common mind take God to do it? Because God said it to us. The law of God. You were a longer in you to read the things that simply got it less than the final things. But I see the affirmation really that maybe he has also done to obey God in their own time. That is important. It's natural earth, it's the soul.
It's the natural urge is to give our best to you. Yes, we have the same as we did things, yes. But how many sins are there to make in order to fall out of the table of God?
One.
And it wasn't for beating. It was for murder. You don't know what it was. Oh, it's a murder. You think of that. What was it actually? What was the journalism?
And you can assume it's him.
Or you think it was different?
How do you
get things to easy to do?
Because Paul said,
that's an easy statement. Does God have to make sense for all things over?
No. No.
You might hear it now because you have to die. But because God is God, we won't always understand. There's a lot of things that we need to say. Because the common mind is in the universe. We are born into God. To be born
again.
You want to be born with you, be born again. A new being, new creature, new genetic information is still there. The person is not a being taken as a new tree. The person is a kid that's become an evil. And it's all. Now, very good to a clean baby, you are different species all together. It's still a business of all the boys and men, but nothing is this yet. It's not this yet. You can even think of someone to say, you can't talk to me. Or the boy, what do you want to do? We don't want to come back. I tell you, we don't want to come back. We have a God with you. That's the same thing right here. Don't tell me what to do. But I want to read this because you've never read the book, and it's something you read it on the most time. Probably his father was 31.
That's good.
Well, I'm saying this is the father I'm looking for you, even. The one I'm looking for, I think, is the one that was on the other side. I'm looking for you. I'm looking for this. We're going to be both of us together. We're going to be. Read it now with carefulness and weakness of your glory. For he has made him to be certain of us who will listen, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. Now look at that verse now. For he has made the Father. And he has made Jesus Christ to be certain for us. In other words, the things that are given to you, God will take all of us, what you deserve, our punishment, and the proof of righteousness. So, you know, and he's going to take Jesus' righteousness, and he's going to die, and put it on his feet. Now, then, we'll see how this works. This is something you can understand before. I'm telling you, I'm going to go to the earth and see this in the spirit of the Jesus talking about it on the shore. And Jesus says, leave us to this. Here we are. So when you make that switch, when you say it's not in the Christ, now it works. This is better. For he has made him to be sin for us. And do you also? You need to be good. We need to be made. The gospel is God's way of getting us back to the living God is open to us. This is the very last life in your life. And I think Jesus says, when you realize the mind and the nature of which we were born, which is the nature that we lack some sense of what the gospel is, we lack. And the gospel is the way for us to function to be, and that's the way for Jesus. And that's for us to receive the life of Christ. When you look at this people of Christ and we accept that we can get, we can get our Christ, his body's in there, his body is in there, all of that was sufficient payment for this beautiful sin. And we believe that. It's the Lord, here's my simple word. See this? You believe. You say that with all of this, what's that? That I have changed his case. Then from that point, you start to do what? Grow. Gain, and sustain us. And the thing you use your love with is what? Sin. Not even the difference. Thank you. And so the Bible can say, if you want God's own Christ, if you would want this life, then that's love righteousness. And you can't take the difference. And so our time goes up to 8 minutes, 4 minutes. What is it? Sin is deliberately doing what God says to do. Or deliberately not doing what God says to do. We first think about the word command in Genesis 2, verse 16, and Genesis 3, verse 12, Genesis 3, 17. It was written in the garden, and God said, if you violate my commandment. Are you violating God's commandments? No, I'm not. I have to give you a God. If you are, is the Father, give your advice to obey them. Because if Adam has simply obeyed, then the Bible should be on the Bible. Romans 5, verse 8, verse 19. Romans 5, verse 8, verse 12, verse 9. Romans 5, verse 19. That's just something about obedience. Romans 5, part of the book of Romans, we study along with Galatians, and we study down the words of Galatians. We have a strong verse by the end, and we find this in the name. Read what the Lord said. Last time, one comes. So, to me, stop. Who is that man? I am free. Make the way. I have one. So, by the end of the struggle, who is one? Now, make the way.
Oh, yes. We have obedience, righteous, we have disobedience, sinners.
See that disobedience is sin in action. Obedience is righteousness. This is why I recommend you and your brother Christ is the most ideal. He was not inside of God. Ask God to give you answers to obey. Before we sit down to the final verse, one more verse, what is even 36? This is one more sales you do for us. It's even 36. Now I ask you to read some of you go, and I really want to read this passage tonight. Read in 9 verses. Often read clearly. Read before God was it to do. Even 36. Now read verse 26 and verse 27. There are those. The subject of all this thing. Are you there?
Ezekiel 36,
26 and 27. Chapter 36, verses 36 and 27. Here is what God has promised to do. And God cannot lie. But he just did it with that power. Read verse 36, verses 8. And you know how I am also lying. Now stop. Why did God have to do this in your life? Not only does he say it, but he says it is not for choice.
So God was to do
that you have that is my idea to do the
same. And he said, my foot,
we didn't go. But he said, the sword is out of the church. And I said,
God says, I will take that money from such a party and form it.
What I did in my church was sought for the wisdom of years to my life.
Heavenly God, put my spirit to be one and cause me to be one love. Here we are. And look at me. God says, I don't even want to cause you.
You may want them to walk in this after one word.
When I draw you, go away.
Because you in order to not do that, you have to remember who was you. I'm living only that year, and I'm living in the command to give you a sin. Only the rest of my need is not from God, it's in Jesus. So the question you have is, and ask the question, God will record your answer. Is there anything we're doing we know is wrong? If you do, for the power system. It's me. It's better to set yourself than to have something. I mean, the ball is a nice person, but if God has to stop you, you need to learn from the rest of your life. You need to be one of them different. Don't let God stop you. That's why the Bible says, just humble yourself. James 4 verse 7, verse 8 and 5 says, don't let God humble you. Because God does not have an answer.
To humble a person. To resolve his pain and embarrassing and humiliation. He does not have an answer. And so God is much better than you humble yourself.
And so I said, you as I said, if there's something we're doing, we know it's a wrong decision. So that our Father forgives me. I'll give you the mind of Jesus. So, doing what is right is my greatest. How many of you say, Father, give me help to worship God? Praise God. Send them to me. Let God ask those big ones. We can give you the words. It's really simple if you listen honestly. We can give you God for this clearly teaching us all the way to God with you. It's the divine wisdom of the man. Give yourself. Give the next is what we're doing for. We ask that his God in the name of Jesus, give us his mind, give us his heart, so that being your way becomes our very glory. So that the Bible said that Christ, you know, for us, is the right to do thy will, O my God, you have law and taken by heart. Keep us in your care. Give us a sweet nice person. Under the protection of your mighty angels, I pray. In Jesus' name, people say, amen. And amen. Once again, sing the Lord again to me. Wonderful Lord of God. Sing the Lord again to me. Wonderful words of love. Let in all of the beauty, wonderfulness of love, words of life and beauty, teach me faith and glory, wonderfulness, wonderfulness of love.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. International copyright, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.AmericanChristianMinistry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage you. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.